One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 35, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this. Have you got one of those bad colds that hangs on and keeps you miserable, no matter what you do for it? Then here's real help. Get more complete relief for that cold with bromoquinine. Proof of that is the fact that more people have taken more bromoquinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. You could use aspirin or other such remedies all day long and still not get bromoquinine's relief. You see, bromoquinine does so much more. Acts to relieve that runny, stuffy nose and body aches and fever and headaches and irregularity, as well as the blue feeling a cold so often brings. Yes, get more complete relief, even for virus colds. Insist on bromoquinine brand cold tablets. Today, the abrupt departure of Consider Martin. Hazel Barbara Murray hurries from her own new house, 13 doors up Seacliff Drive, to the family home on a crisp February morning and finds Father Barber belatedly bringing in the morning paper from the front lawn.
Well, you're late this morning.
Yeah.
I found a note from Pinky under my door. He said he didn't want to wake us up last night.
Yeah.
Is he up yet?
He came down for coffee, went back upstairs.
Anything wrong?
No.
I see. Where's Mother?
Library.
Well, come on in. We'll freeze out here. How does Pinky look after his trip?
Physically? Seems all right.
There seems to be a reservation.
He has all his confidence back, I'll say that for him.
Uh-oh.
He's got $250,000 and all the confidence he ever had, if not more. Fanny, visitor.
Oh, good morning, Hazel. Like some coffee?
Hello, Mother. No, thanks.
Did Daniel get safely to Sun Valley?
He got there. He phoned me, but I don't think he enjoyed the flight.
Huh?
Dan flew with Mr. Duckworth, Father. I'm sure we told you.
Yes.
I didn't get the details, but I gather it was a hair-raising trip. Mrs. Duckworth was with them.
Over mountains?
Yes, and I think there was more to it than that. Mrs. Duckworth's nickname is Babe. Tell me, did you both talk to Pinky?
Your father did. I tried to. I was half asleep.
I was wide awake for the whole thing. Yes, yes. Tossed around afterwards, too.
Did he tell you anything about the Chinese girl?
Eh? Oh, yes, yes. Nothing to that. She's engaged to his former business manager, Charlie Loy. They'll be married soon and move to Paris.
Oh.
He told me a long, highly dramatic story about Chinese communists who dearly love capitalist dollars and about imperial jade being imported, which he sold for a fortune. Yeah, he's feeling fine.
He certainly seems very happy. He was singing in the shower this morning.
Oh, well, I think I'll go up and hear the whole story. See you in a little while.
Oh, boy, tiresome with his hard heart, tarred and feathered and carried in a cart by the women. Yes? Who is it? Come in, tying my tie.
Pinky.
I said come in. Hi, Mom. Did you see my new car?
Why, no.
You didn't? It's down in the garage. Custom built by a genius in Seattle.
Well, I'll see it when I go downstairs. How are you? I hear all sorts of rumors about you, Pinky.
I did it, Mom. I'm back up to $250,000. Did you order the carpeting?
Dan and I can't let you pay for our carpeting, Pinky.
Why not? Carpeting? A bagatelle.
Well, I want to hear all about it.
Oh, that's Uncle Paul's phone. Will you get it? Might be for me. Finish tying my tie and be right with you. Old Floyd Ireson with his hard heart, tarred and feathered and carried in a cart by the women of Marblehead.
Pinky, it's a Mr. Hollenbeck. He says he's your broker.
You bet he's my broker. He's going to help me make back the million. Hello, Rod. Thanks for calling back. Buy me 20,000 shares of Dripwell Oil. What's it worth now? Well, then make it 30,000. Yeah. And notify my Uncle Jack. He's my business manager. He'll send you a check. Okie dokie. Bye. Huh? Oh, sure. Call it a hunch. So long.
Don't you consult Jack when you do things like this?
I didn't hire Uncle Jack to consult him, Mom. I hired him to handle the routine. Well, sit down. I'll tell you the story.
Peggy! Oh, Peggy!
Oh, it's Grandfather. Excuse me. Hi! I'm up here.
Peggy, consider Martin is down here. He doesn't feel up to the climb. Will you come and see him?
Sure we will. Come on, Mom.
But I wanted to hear the story.
I'll bore you if I tell it all at once. I'll give it to you a little at a time. Coming, CZ. Come on, Mom. Let's cheer up the 80-year-old playboy from Rockland, Maine.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeline Carroll. Every woman deserves the luxury of smooth, soft hands. But if you're a woman who just can't keep your hands out of water, what then? Use today's Truché, now with silicone. New Truché beauty treats your hands as it helps nature heal them. Truché protects your hands from water, even while your hands are in water. You'll like today's Truché.
Next time irregularity makes you feel dragged out, below par, take X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. Many doctors recommend X-Lax for youngsters as well as grown-ups because X-Lax gives the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency. So if you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. Consider Martin sitting on the davenport in the library with his thin hands resting on his gold-headed cane, listens with a marked lack of enthusiasm as Pinky regales a small audience with his recent adventures.
So, Charlie Lloyd took what was left of my money, bought a case full of Imperial Chinese jade that had been hidden in a garden, got it out of China past the communists, and we sold it back to some wealthy descendants of the original owners, in spite of four guys trying to steal it and a couple of Russians who wanted to stick a thumb in our eyes. Good.
Oh, dear.
What do you plan to do with the money you've recovered?
Invest it, fast.
Me.
You watch. I'm going to get back up to the same amount CZ gave me last spring. I've got dozens of red-hot ideas.
Why, consider.
Do you have to go?
Henry, where did you put my coat?
Out here. Hall closet, Mr. Martin. I'll get it.
What's wrong, CZ?
Pinky, Pinky, Pinky.
Gosh, what's the matter?
Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
I'll hold it.
Thank you. Well, Fanny, my lovely.
Yes, consider.
I shall bid you goodbye.
We want you to come to dinner very soon.
Thank you. I shall not be here. I am leaving the country.
Why, consider.
Hazel, if I can do anything for you or Daniel at any time, Jack will know where to reach me.
Golly, what'd I say?
And Henry, shake hands. Leap over the net. Toss the racket. You've won.
Sir?
Body and soul, he's yours. A barber through and through. Ah, Ladybuck.
CZ, I'm sorry.
That's all right. You can't help it. Blood is blood.
Are you leaving town tonight?
Within the hour. My love to Paul, Jack, Betty, Hank, Greta, Claudia, Nicholas, Penelope, the triplets and Sharon, Janie and Mary Lou. One among them may develop a nature more akin to my own. Some outcropping of the gaiety of the Martin blood, surmounting the dollar solemnity of the barbers. And if this should happen, I would have found what I was seeking. A collateral cousin qui aime la vie.
Susie, I'd like to go with you, but you see, right now...
I know, I know. I love you, boy. I'll always love you. It was the early training that did you in. Well, God bless you all. Old Floyd Ireson with his hard heart. Tarred and feathered and carried in the car.
Pinky, don't let him go like that.
It's no use, Mom. He's right. I'm a split personality, and the barber side is winning. I feel it more and more every day.
More of the barbers in just a moment. When chilly winds are whistling on winter mornings, that's the time a steaming bowl of hot Quaker Oats or Mother's Oats really hits the spot. Creamy, hot oatmeal warms you up, makes you feel good inside when you face shivery, raw winter weather. Remember, there's always time for a good hot oatmeal breakfast. A pan of bubbling hot Quaker Oats requires only 1 minute of actual cooking. So start cold days feeling warm and toasty with hot Quaker Oats or Mother's Oats, the same fine oatmeal.
Have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Campbell's, of course. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
What's for lunch? How about big steaming bowls full of Campbell's tempting beef noodle soup? Satisfying pieces of fine lean beef, golden egg noodles in hearty broth. So nourishing good, and it takes you only minutes to prepare. Campbell's Beef Noodle Soup.
It's an hour later. Pinky, visiting his mother in her own house, 13 doors up from the family home, stands at the tall front window in the vaulted entrance hall, watching down the street as a taxicab pulls away from Joan's house at 288 Seacliff Drive.
Ma'am, there goes CZ. His cab is driving away right now.
Come in the den where it doesn't echo.
There he goes, waving out the window. Oh, brother.
Come on in. It's warmer here.
Hi-ho.
Close the door. There's a draft from the hall. I don't see why you didn't go and talk to him again.
No point in that. It hurts him every time I try to make a little profit. And I can't help trying to make a profit. It's inherited. I'm a stockbroker's grandson.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 36, Book 129, Report from Idaho. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.